Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Okay, question for you. Where is your money right now? Seriously. We tend to overlook the place that our money's hanging out, aka our bank, but where your money is at is probably more important than how much money you've got in your bank account. Because your banking partner should be just that, a partner helping you grow, flourish, achieve your money goals, all the good stuff. I want to tell you something a little personal. I spent too long at a bank that did not have my back, and I won't drop any names, but it was definitely one of the big old standard banks. And let's just say I woke up, and I want you to as well. Tamar Altamian is the VP of Marketing from Westcom Credit Union. She's back on the show to talk about why your relationship with banks matter, what makes credit unions stand out, especially in 2020, and how to figure out if your bank actually has your back.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Compton Game, where we flip the script on the old-school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
As I already mentioned, I spent way too long at a bank that was charging me silly fees, and I was just another customer. I could not tell you one name of someone that worked at that bank. And for a long time, I thought, well, that's weird. Why would you actually want to be on a first name basis with someone at your bank? Well, it actually does matter. I had to call customer service for a fraud issue, and it was a complete nightmare. I decided that I really needed to invest some time to find a bank that supported me and one that worked for me and didn't just hold my cash aimlessly. So we are in a very different year, and so much has happened since January 1st, 2020, and I want you to make the most out of your money. A big part of that is knowing where your money's at and making a real conscious choice to have all your money in the best places. That's your savings, your banking, your investments, whatever it may be. Tamar is obviously on Team Credit Union. She's been on the show before a couple of times. She's been with Westcom Credit Union for years and really loves the credit union nonprofit model and how committed credit unions are to teaching you about money and doing right by you, which is a novel concept, but really should be the norm for all banks. So even if you're happy with your bank, you're going to learn a lot in this episode about how to make sure, again, your bank truly has your back. I think one thing, I mean, obviously money is on everyone's mind lately, even if you're still in a good situation financially. I think just everything that's going on with the world, like everyone's thinking about money, at least from my perspective, in a different way, or is now wanting to have those conversations because we just don't know. We just don't know quite what's going to happen.
You know, with the shutdown, yeah, right? So certainly it's a good time to really evaluate your finances, your, you know, relationships, and just even reset across the board financially and even in other areas. So yeah, it's definitely accelerating some things that you might have considered to put on the back burner. So if there's anything kind of silver lining during this pandemic, it's certainly kind of that opportunity to reset.
Yeah, I love that word reset. I've been talking about it with a lot of podcast guests lately because you're right. Like it does give you an opportunity, and I know that particularly when it comes to money, a lot of people are thinking about like, okay, how do I reset? How do I reevaluate everything that's going on? And I think one of the things that really is coming to mind for a lot of people is who are they banking with? And they're starting to look at it in a different perspective than maybe they did before. I'm kind of curious, like, what have you seen on your end as far as like how people are actually evaluating where their money's held?
Yeah. It's funny because a lot of times you know, as a consumer, you wouldn't really take a moment to flip the switch or maybe look at different opportunities and ways to grow unless it was like a big life moment, right? Like a new baby, right? Or maybe you're getting married and merging two finances together. But this is, you know, in light of the whole reset, I would say it's truly more about, you know, taking an opportunity to, if you are going to reset and look at your relationships or banking relationships, finances, you know, you can get the service you want or the products you want. But I think it's really a time for, as a consumer, to look at the brands or organizations you do business with and see, do they truly have my back as a consumer?
Yeah.
You know, what steps as an organization, because, you know, beyond providing services, I think there's more responsibility out there. And this is truly a moment that I think, and definitely as Westcom Credit Union, it's an opportunity for organizations to step up and really make sure, do they have the back of a consumer? Are they meeting consumers where they are, providing the financial needs of their consumers, their members? So I would say, you know, certainly we're developing products and making sure we're really meeting our, you know, our members where they are. And, you know, as folks are considering these movements, that would be something to really ask yourself, you know, does this organization or institution really act with the consumer's interest in mind?
And how do you, like, how would you suggest someone figure that out? Like, particularly if maybe they didn't have
a relationship really with their bank before? Is there a way to evaluate that and then to maybe say like, okay, I think I need another option here?
Yeah. I'd say, you know, definitely you want to kind of see, you know, do a search online, check out what's going on, talk to people in your area. It's funny, I say talk to people in your area because I know a lot of, you asked me earlier, how is everything or people responding? You know, traditionally Westcom Credit Union has always had a very high kind of organic referral. Our members love doing business with us, and then they refer as just a natural consequence of that. And, you know, sometimes I'm just blown away, 60 to 70% of our newest members are referred to us, and they heard about us because somebody was telling them about their experience. So, you know, certainly a great way is talk to people you know. Do your research online. Do your research on social media. I don't want to say every, but most financial institutions have a presence on social media. Westcom certainly does. We're on IG and Twitter. And you can really see what they're doing, you know, and really talking about, you know, new features, new products, community involvement. I would start there, definitely. Social would definitely be the place I would go.
I think it's probably the place most of us would go, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and talking about credit unions, I know we talked about this on previous episodes, but obviously I think in the light of everything that's going on, I want to dive into this a little bit more in depth again, but talk to me about the differences between, say, a credit union and a regular, maybe traditional bank. I won't name any names, but some of those other larger names that you see more often, like what are some of those stark differences and, you know, how do those differences like play out now that we're in this different world?
Yeah. So quite a number of differences just by the sheer structure of a credit union. A credit union is a nonprofit cooperative. And I'll give you a little history on Westcom. We were founded in 1934 by 13 telephone credit union employees who basically came together to put their money together so that they can provide hard-to-obtain loans to other folks in their community. And since 1934, that's just evolved and you know, founded on that people helping people foundation is how that credit union grew. And so, you know, it's instead of, whereas a traditional, you know, maybe bank, you know, profits get passed back to shareholders, our shareholders are our members. So whatever profit we make, we pass back to our members in the form of better rates, lower fees, better services. So just structurally, a credit union serves truly the members who are their shareholders. So, you know, and then another, you know, we were, like I mentioned, we were founded in 1934. And if we all, you know, go back in our history lesson, 1930s, you know, you're talking Great Depression. So, you know, it was truly like extraordinary times that the credit union was founded. And that the ethos of people helping people just really, you know, lives on even till today, even to today's extraordinary times. So, you know, that's definitely the foundational maybe difference between a credit union and a bank, if you will.
Yeah, I love that motto a lot, like people helping people, because really, I think, I mean, I initially chose a bank out of college just because it was kind of like, oh, okay, I'll pick this bank. You know, there wasn't really much thought into it. And then after a few years being with the bank, then it's like, do I want to move banks? Do I not want to move banks? And not really understanding what the difference is. But when I started to work in the money field, and when I became a certified financial planner, like I would see over and over and over again that people were having these silly fees by their bank and, you know, monthly fees and all sorts of just crazy money coming out from the bank that they were banking with. And I would start to say, wait a minute, like, do you realize how much money is just kind of getting like thrown away here in this process? Because you probably haven't chosen the best bank for you. And it really opened my eyes to this is like a big decision that you need to make. And it really does matter if you're deciding of a credit union or a non-credit union, like that you take some time to think about this.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think, and again, it comes back down to, you know, not you know, people helping people, but just really that member focus we have. Our mission is truly to help. It's not to drive profits. It's to help build better lives, and not just for our members, but, you know, the communities we serve in Southern California. And, you know, I'm really proud of that. I think, you know, we don't just talk the talk here. We walk the walk. We develop truly with that member focus. I'll give you some examples. Like right now, given these just everything happening with the pandemic and COVID, you know, how are, you know, a lot of institutions are responding, and I'm really happy to see just overall brands responding. But when I look at my own credit union and some of the things we've developed within just this short time frame to make sure that our members are, we're serving our members today where they are and meeting their needs. I mean, I think of all the member assistance programs. So if anyone has been hit by financial hardship, lost a job, maybe someone in their household has been furloughed, whatever that might look like, you know, to call us so that we can work with them on whether it's like loan deferrals, skip a payment, et cetera, just so, you know, we're really focusing on helping them through this time. And it's beyond just loans, developing products and conveniences, right? So we know everyone's kind of locked down at home and really going to the bank, even though we're open, all our branches remained open. We are essential in a very safe way. We stayed open, but, you know, it's increasing, SNAP deposit limits, the ability to deposit a check from home, increasing those limits. One of the really coolest things I even want to, and I know I can probably just go on and on about this, but, you know, the team really looked at, you know, how can we service our members right now? And, we just enhanced our ability to give members. So whenever we receive direct deposits, we're now giving that direct deposit access 2 days early to our members. So that's been a huge like enhancement we've made during this time, so that we know people need access to their funds. And so I'm really proud of, like, just in this short time frame, all the enhancements we've been able to make to just maintain that focus on building better lives.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune.
Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. And I think people remember that. I mean, I certainly would if my bank did that for me. I mean, it's those little things that end up making a big difference, I think, in people's lives.
Yeah. I recently read a quote. I can't remember exactly how it went, but it was in times of crisis, what you do for people is what they will remember most And so it's your time to make the biggest impact in their life. Yeah.
Wow. I like that. So I'm just kind of curious, like, because you are an essential business and you have been staying open, are people's questions that they're coming to you about money, about their bank, have they changed after COVID versus pre-COVID? Are people like worried or thinking about different things?
I think a lot of it. So I think, again, back to that uncertainty, it's been questions like, how do I access my funds? If they've been impacted, it's a lot of conversations around what it means to their existing loans and programs. Access to funds, even, you know, if you have money in CDs where it's, you know, traditionally it's locked down within a certain period of time, one of the enhancements or adjustments we've even made during this time is waiving any early withdrawal fees so that you can be rest assured we won't be charging you early penalty withdrawals on your certificate accounts. So, you know, it's been a lot of questions around maybe some uncertainty and what kind of adjustments or flexibility do they have with their credit union, and quite a few. You know, we also, there's questions around the overall health of the economy and where that's headed and what that means from an investment perspective, too, as you can imagine.
How do you answer that one? Scratch your head.
Exactly right. And it's, so Westcom, we're also full service, which means it's not just, you know, checking and deposit accounts, but also credit cards and investment services. We have a whole branch of dedicated Westcom financial service representatives who do a great job in just sitting down and talking to our members about their investments. And so they've even held, market summary reports. So our members were able to just jump on and hear from experts of what does the state of the market mean and how to kind of ride the wave. We know the markets are cyclical, so it's just reassurance and just talking through some of the flexibility they have in during these uncertain times.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of pain points for people. And I think even being able to have someone that you can listen to, that you trust, to give you some guidance. Again, no one knows where, I don't think any of this is going, which is in some degrees while we're all in the same boat together, but having, you know, someone that you can go to, I think is really key. I know one of the things that we talked about before, which I really love about Westcom, what I love about credit unions in general is financial counseling and education. And there's a real like slant for that. I'm just curious, has any of that changed since COVID, or are more people really interested in like, I need to learn more about my money now, maybe more so than I even did before?
Yeah. So, I mean, I would say absolutely one of the things we offer is an online module. We were already set up for digital modules, so at your own convenience, you can watch and learn. So there's, you know, our members or anyone, quite frankly, who visit Westcom.org can go over to the Financial Education Center and just watch some modules on maybe, you know, what does it mean to lease a car versus buy a car, et cetera. So those are still available. You know, certainly we had to make, so we also had quite a few in-person seminars we would host across our branches in Southern California. So of course we had to adjust that. We don't want to have any gatherings right now. So, you know, the teams worked on rethinking the way we deliver those in-person seminars. So, you know, our Westcom Financial Group, for example, hosted a market summary for their members. So that was a nice adjustment we made. So financial education is still a great focus for us, and we continue to do that.
Yeah, I'm just curious, like you mentioned, obviously, the technology shift and how things are being delivered, and obviously how you're changing and updating some of the practices by giving people their direct deposit 2 days earlier. Like, I'm just curious from your perspective, How do you see technology, maybe even like fast forwarding the banking system, the financial system? Like, do you think after 2020, like, are we still going to have our, like, the foot on the gas pedal of using technology to change the way we bank?
I think so. I think, you know, we have a lot of members that have just adapted technology already. We see that in the way they bank with us. And then we've seen this big acceleration, even more so, of maybe the older generation of members who perhaps they have some hesitation. And this is kind of really given them a hard reason to maybe download the mobile app, to maybe, you know, try depositing from home. So we've seen huge spikes in just general. And I think the experience, and once that comfort level has been established and knowing that it's secure, we certainly are secure and offer all, you know, alerts and security features on all our mobile banking products. I think that level of comfort will continue. Now, that doesn't mean branches will go away. I think there's certainly at some point and lots of benefit to the face-to-face, more in-depth interaction that we see take place at our branch. And so I think that'll still continue. But the digital adoption and just developing, that's here to stay. And if anything, this time has just accelerated that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think it's like, it's sort of like, wow, look what people can do when we actually have to, but when we actually put our head down and start to change things, like it starts to become exciting. Like I said in the beginning, I mean, I never thought twice about my banking relationship until even just a few years ago. But when you have someone who's holding your money, who actually is like being concerned about what's going on in the world and making those changes, like, to me, that really says a lot, because there are a lot of businesses who are not doing that right now.
yeah. But, you know, with that, and what I'll probably add is that human touch, that personalized service, you know, whether it's through your digital, if you were like chatting with us online, there's a Westcom member service representative who's really on the other end helping you through. You call us, our phone center might look different today. They're all working from home, but they're still taking the call. So that personal touch, whether no matter what channel you access Westcom from, is still there. And we place a lot of importance in that. That's also, you know, one of the advantages of banking with Westcom.
And I know you mentioned it a little earlier that you, Westcom, I know lots of other credit unions use this as well, but that you are more full service, meaning you could get credit cards and a mortgage and car loans and those sorts of things that you don't traditionally think with a bank. Like, what would be the advantage to getting some of these services through a credit union like Westcom versus you going independently to all these different places for loans and credit cards and things like that?
Yeah, great question. Well, certainly, I think it goes back to the fact that just the nature of the credit union is that we pass back our earnings in the form of better rates and services. So just off the bat, if it's a credit card, an auto loan, you know that we are going to offer very competitive rates, very member-focused features. For example, our credit card offers a rewards program where you can redeem for cash back. So, I mean, very competitive, very progressive, and I think just overall priced in a way that makes sure that we're delivering certain advantages and cost savings to people. And then, you know, beyond that, I think, you know, we also have a program called Signature Membership. So as you use products and services with Westcom, that basically deepens your relationship. And the more relationships you have with us, the more rewards we pass back to you. So, for example, let's say you are with Westcom and you use our services and you are a Signature member. Well, you get a whole list of benefits, such as fee waivers on any NSF. Maybe notary, free notary, free ATM usage. So when you go and use surcharges for ATM, so you don't, you know, we'll waive the Westcom out of network fee for you. So, you know, the more services you use here at Westcom, truly the more benefits you are getting from us.
I like that. I like free benefits.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm also super curious because you have been one of the essential businesses, and you've been working probably in a different capacity. Maybe you're working from home. I'm not sure, but I'm kind of curious, like, what being with a bank, like, are there any silver linings for you, like, personally, that have come out of this time? Have you been thinking about your money differently? Like, is there any sort of aha moments that have happened for you?
Yeah. Well, a lot. So, I mean, certainly I'm working home. I'm literally sitting at my dining room table right now talking to you. So
you and me both, right?
Yeah. So, we shifted a lot of our, back office, team to be able to work remotely. Our frontline staff, and when I say that, it's the folks that, within the branch, they're there, of course, practicing in a very, practicing social distancing, lots of safety measures. It's funny, when the whole COVID thing happened and, you know, as an essential business, we remained open. We heard a lot from our members just over, like, all this concern for our employees. Are you guys keeping them safe? And I love that they were asking and reaching out and making sure we were, because absolutely the safety was our priority at the time. But maybe from a personal perspective, you know, lots of savings right now. There's not much that, you know, whereas I was really spending, I'm like maybe rethinking and just shuffling my savings personally. But even so, I would say just overall, and again, I'll take it back to the fact that I'm the vice president of marketing, just seeing from this side of the fence, the teamwork and the spirit of the team to still maintain that member focus has been so energizing. There's truly this energy within the credit union to, for all of us to step up and make a difference and a positive impact in our communities. I may have talked about this on previous podcasts, but we're very committed to our Southern California communities, and knowing that our healthcare workers were out there and just, you know, all the wonderful, like, heroic work they were doing. We deployed what we have. We have a program called Westcom Kindness, where we surprise and delight. And we really wanted to use that as an opportunity to thank the healthcare workers within our community. So we were able to give $10,000 worth of, Togo sandwiches to Kaiser Permanente in Anaheim. Yeah. Which was right across the street from our Westcom Operations Center in Anaheim. And just surprise and delight, and lots of great feedback we received. And then one of the cool things about that was, not only were we able to just thank our healthcare heroes, but also inject some funds in a local business that was really, you know, maybe, you know, being impacted by the shutdown orders. So we were able to help the local business in Togo's with our purchase of $10,000 worth of sandwiches. And then it happened to be a member too. So just all around, I mean, truly, when I say building better lives, like, it was building better lives. And we did that at Huntington Hospital here in Pasadena. We gave $10,000 worth of Grubhub gift cards there. And also UCLA Ronald Reagan Medical Center. So, you know, just stuff like that has been very invigorating to see the energy and the true, like, truly living that purpose of building better lives in Southern California.
And I can hear it in your voice. Like, that's the cool part, I think, is that I can hear that energy in your voice, and I can hear that you really care about people. And I really hope that comes across, because, again, I just keep coming back to, like, how much it matters. And it always mattered, but I think it matters more now than ever before. And that's just, that's a really great like human element to not just say that you care, but to actually really care. Like there's a difference. And I think that's so refreshing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have to share one more thing that I'm just so proud of, you know, as there's all this, the protests and civil unrest within our communities, rightfully so. You know, WestCom really took that as an opportunity. What can we do to really show our solidarity and support for the movement and just overall injustice, social injustice out there? And so our CEO basically gave every single employee at WestCom a paid day off to go and make a difference in the communities. And I think that's huge. The fact that even our staff, can go and spend a day, whether it's a peaceful protest, participating in community cleanup, whatever it is, a day to build better lives in their community. And just another example, I think that was just so proud to be part of an organization like that.
So in general, yeah, I just want to make sure your money is in a good place. It comes from my heart to your heart. There's so much going on in the world. I can't even focus half the time. I am struggling with anxiety. It's hard for me to watch the news. I feel so stressed out about people losing jobs, about industries that are going away, about what this means for our future. Just thinking about everything that's going on from a monetary perspective, it literally gives me an anxiety attack, and I have to calm myself down and I have to focus on what I can control. And one of those things is just, where is my money and how is it working for me? And is it working against me? If it's working against me, then I need to take some action steps to make those changes. Even during quarantine, I've changed up where my money's at a couple of places because I just didn't like how certain organizations or institutions or companies or whatever it may be were treating me as a customer in a time where it really mattered how you were treating me as a customer. So the last thing I want you to worry about is, oh my God, is my bank charging me a fee? Or why can't I talk to somebody at my bank when I need to? Or is my bank meeting my ethical and social needs? I don't want you to have those worries. So spend a little bit of time just thinking about where your money's at and is it at a place that you feel really comfortable with, because it does really matter. So you can find out more about WestCom at westcom.org, or you can find them on Instagram and Twitter at _WestCom. As always, we are changing the language around money on this show to help you unlock the life you want to live. So now that you are part of this, it's up to all of us to invite other people in. So share this episode with someone that you think needs to rethink where their money is at and why they need to understand how important this is. Invite them in so we can all talk about money in a new, fun, and fresh way.
Hey, you.
Yes, you.
Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com, where you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.